Journalist, son of Texas politician accused of selling intelligence to Beijing. An American journalist, the son of a Texas Republican politician, has been charged with acting as a Chinese agent, court records show. Thomas Paukantu, who has lived in China for more than a decade and worked for multiple Chinese state media outlets, was allegedly paid at least $100,000 for working with an individual within the Ministry of State Security, which is tasked with espionage operations, according to an unsealed affidavit. The handler, a woman he called Kathy, told her that the materials he provided were read by Chinese leader Xi Jinping, the filing state. Paukan was arrested in March and is facing a plea hearing on May 29th in Alexandria, Virginia. Paukan said he has prepared reports and recorded interviews with Kathy through Telegram or WeChat, a Chinese social media app, before deleting the messages at Kathy's request, the affidavit said. Paukan is the son of Tom Paukan, the director of a federal agency that managed domestic volunteer programs during the Reagan administration, who later chaired the Texas Republican Party and the Texas Workforce Commission, a state agency. The younger Paukan's Chinese associates were obsessed with attaining information on his father, who had allegedly asked his son to use an alias to avoid being tied to his activities in China, according to the filing. The younger Paukan uses the pseudonym Tom McGregor. The affidavit described the younger Paukan taking a lie detector test at Kathy's urging and connecting Kathy with a person now working for a U.S. government agency, who received multiple payments from the Chinese intelligence agent for information he gleaned from the person regarding the Trump administration's thinking. Paukan told the FBI he was 80% sure the person would hand over classified information to China despite his advising against it, the affidavit said. Under Kathy's instructions, Paukan gave the individual a laptop, a Samsung phone for communicating with Kathy, and a flash drive, according to the FBI agent who drafted the affidavit. Paukan made multiple trips between 2019 and 2025, with Kathy wiring around $7,000 to $8,000 to Paukan's wife to compensate for each trip, the FBI agent wrote. In addition to Kathy, Paukan said he also worked with a group of Chinese individuals based in the Chinese city of Wuhan, who sought information related to technology and the U.S. Department of Justice, according to the filings. The men wanted Paukan to find an expert to assist with their cyber espionage efforts, the FBI agent wrote. The individual who worked for the U.S. government was not named in the court documents. He told the FBI that he stopped working with Paukan after receiving the laptop and phone, but reconnected with Paukan around January through a mutual contact, according to the affidavit. He then began working as a potential intermediary on an oil deal involving one or more Chinese or foreign firms, according to the court filing. In a February meeting, Paukan allegedly met the person at a hotel, gave him a SIM card, and offered him a $10,000 bonus for agreeing to work with Kathy. Paukan said Kathy expected one report per week, which would be sent to Xi and influence policy, the FBI agent said. Paukan's lawyer, Charles Burnham, said they look forward to responding to the government's allegations in court. It's critical to understand that Mr. Paukan is not charged with spying or mishandling classified information, he told the Epoch Times in a statement. The government's complaint charges that Mr. Paukan did professional work for a foreign government without first completing certain required paperwork. Paukan authored a 2019 book, U.S. vs. China, From Trade War to Reciprocal Deal, which purports to offer a neutral and balanced perspective on the bilateral trade relationship. Paukan's father didn't immediately respond to an emailed request for comment.